إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, in our series on Salah, بإذن الله تعالى, we come to the issue of wudu. It's very important to understand and remember, and I remind myself anew that wudu in itself is ibadah. Because wudu is what we do in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wudu in itself is ibadah. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, he asked the Sahaba, he said, what do you say about a person before whose house flows a river, and this person bathes in that river 5 times a day? The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, then there will be no dirt on his body. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the situation of somebody who makes wudu and then goes for salah. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, and it was winter, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held the branch of a tree which had a lot of dried leaves on it, and he shook the branch until the leaves fell off. And he said to Salman al-Farsi, what do you understand? Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu said, Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the state of the one who makes wudu in order to do salah. His sins fall off his hands. So wudu is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washes away our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins when we make wudu, and they fall away from us with the water of the wudu itself. Wudu is important for us to understand that there is no salah without wudu, and therefore wudu is absolutely important that we should do it. Among the sharait of wudu, the first one is that we should make the niyyah for wudu. The niyyah is not something that needs to be made, it needs to be spoken loudly. The niyyah is in the heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and that's his hadith where he said that the place for the niyyah is the heart. So we do not have to actually speak out, I am making wudu and so on, for this reason, that reason. But we must have this niyat of making wudu in our heart. So it should be done consciously, not just without thinking and without understanding what we are doing. So it's important to have the niyat for the wudu. Second thing is to do the wudu properly, which is to ensure that all the things which need to be washed, all the parts of the body that need to be washed, are washed properly. And when I'm saying properly, it's also very important, and this is again a admonition by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not to waste water. Sometimes we make wudu as if there is a river flowing, you know, literally flowing in front of us. As if we are making wudu from the river. We are not making wudu from the river, we are using water that comes out. In many cases, water costs money to produce, and therefore wasting water is not an option. When we say wash properly, it means wash properly. It doesn't mean that we wash wastefully. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have made wudu from one small utensil of water. So therefore it is very important for us not to waste the water. At the same time, ensure that all the parts of the body which are to be washed should be washed. The hands, the arms, the face, the masa on the head and the feet must all be washed properly. When the face is washed, you must ensure that you put water in the beard so that the beard is completely wet, and we ensure that all the hair of the beard is wet. That's part of the wudu. When we wash the face, it extends all the way up to the ears. Many times we find people, the top of the forehead, the side of the face, near the ears, all of this is dry. The wudu is not complete. Similarly, when we wash the feet, up to the ankles, above the ankles must be washed. So just washing the feet in a way where the ankles are still dry, this invalidates the wudu. So we must make sure this that wudu is proper. For the women, it is essential that, and of course also for the men, that the wudu, the nails, the actual nails, fingernails, must become wet. Now with the women, if they have nail polish on their nails, then the wudu is invalid because the actual nail is not being wet. So if you have nail polish, that means, and if you are making wudu with nail polish on, then it means that your wudu is invalid, which means that your salah is invalid, and therefore even if you have been praying, the prayer is not accepted. So be very sure that you do not have things like nail polish. Things like henna, like mehndi and so on, which only stain the nails, though that is fine, because there is no actual covering on top of the nails. But nail polish is a, or nail, whatever paint you put on it, this is a covering on the nail, and therefore it invalidates the wudu. Another issue about wudu is that where water is available, wudu must be made. Sometimes you find people, and I've seen this with some of the sisters, they don't want their makeup to wash away, and therefore they make tayammum even though water is available, right? That's not valid. That is not valid, and therefore ensure that where there is water, that you actually make wudu. It is permissible to, of course, retain the wudu from one salah to another salah, but it is preferable to make wudu so that you are, if you have fresh wudu for each salah, alhamdulillah, there is no problem with either way of whatever we do. So wudu is absolutely a critical part of salah. It is part of the preparation for salah. It is something that we must be very careful about. Another very important thing is, it is the norm and it is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make wudu at home and then go to the masjid. Not go to the masjid and then make wudu in the masjid, because in many places the water and the resources in the masajid are limited, and they don't cater for hundreds and thousands of people to come and make wudu, and therefore it is much better, and that is also the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, to make wudu at home and then go to the masjid. And the hadith that relates to the where Nabi ﷺ said that a person who makes wudu and goes to the masjid with the niyyah of making salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives one sin and gives him one hasana and raises one daraja for him in the Jannah with every step that he takes towards the masjid. Now this relates specifically to the person who makes wudu at home or in his office or wherever, and then goes to the masjid with this niyat of making wudu. So of course you can go and make, if you have come from somewhere, you didn't have an opportunity to make wudu and you go to the masjid, then of course you can use the facilities, but wherever possible, ensure that you make wudu at home or in the office or wherever, and then only you head out for the masjid and not come and make wudu in the masjid. Final point, especially with masajid, I think it's important to mention, is that it is the responsibility, it is our responsibility to ensure that when we use the masjid facilities, the bathrooms, the wudu khanas and so forth, that we ensure that when we finish making the wudu, the taps are properly closed, that the taps are not leaking, water is not wasting, and where necessary, ensure that the place is left clean. If you have splashed water all over the place, make sure that the water has been put back, scrape it off and so on. So ensure that the place is clean and that you leave it in a state where the next person who comes to make wudu does not feel a sense of karahiyat, does not feel a sense of disgust when he enters the masjid. The masajid, it's part of salah to take care of masjid, it's part of the ibadah to take care of the masajid. There's a huge amount of benefit associated with that. The masjid is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore it must be treated with respect. People tend to use the facilities of the masajid without concern. That's a very bad thing. Just because you are not paying the bills doesn't mean that you leave lights on or leave taps on or whatever else, air conditioning. So ensure that it is for your benefit, use it, but then ensure that you use it wisely and you use it properly, and ensure that you turn it off, whatever you don't need. There is no need to turn every light on in the masjid. just because you enter the masjid. I've seen people actually, even here in this masjid, just coming and then swiping their hand across the switchboard, one trrrr kind of sound, and every switch is turned on. I have to control myself, and I haven't yet done it, but maybe one day I will do it, to ask this person, do you do the same thing in your house? Or would you like me to send you the electricity bill for the masjid for this month? I would be very happy to send that. Just because you are not paying for the bill, it doesn't mean that you switch on every light in the masjid. To do what? Right. So you, first and foremost, it is not part of the adab of the masajid for everyone to be switching on and switching off stuff. You go to pray and you pray. There are people in the masajid, every masjid has somebody who is caretaker, who is a person who is in charge. He knows what to switch on, what to switch off. You don't have to do that. Just go and do your salah. Right. If you want to read some Quran or something, find where there is a light and go and sit. Nobody asks you. I don't think there is any place where the masjid is completely dark where you can't read. So, wherever there is a light, go and sit there. You are mobile, right? You are not stuck to the ground. You don't have to have a light on top of your head. So, go and sit where there is a light and you read your Quran or whatever it is that you are doing. But don't switch on lights and don't do stuff where it's not your responsibility. Where it's, if you have to do that wisely, do that with concern. It is the house of Allah. The facilities are there not to be misused, and they are not there for just to, you know, turn on things. Same thing, as I said, applies to taps. A lot of water gets wasted if the tap is not turned off. It looks like a drop of, if it is dripping, dripping tap, one dripping tap through the night means maybe 15-20 liters of water gone down the drain. So, and children, So, buckets and different, whatever facilities, I'm just saying, please ensure, and also very important, teach your children. Maybe you don't do it, maybe your children do it. It's very important to teach these things to the children also, to say that we treat the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect. If there is something to be cleaned and so on, we do that. All of these things are in line with the preparation for salah, which is what we have been talking about. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to prepare for salah, to give us the tawfiq to ensure that our preparation is such that our salah will be valid and accepted, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our salah, accept our du'as, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.